Hello, everybody. So welcome to the Mike Rowe Studio. And I want to present a problem to you, and then I want to present something of a solution for you. So it's kind of a dual-purpose video. So the first thing I want to talk about is the problem with pointers. Because God Almighty, we put a lot of stock in pointers, don't we? I mean, we just think, oh, I've collected a new pointer. Oh, that one feels right. That one, sure, oh, that'll wake me up. I just know. I mean, I can feel the clarity. And indeed, you may feel some movement from it. But are these pointers actually waking you up? And as a general rule, they are not waking you up, are they? No. So, and because pointers are languaging. And anytime we're doing any kind of language, including this languaging, then it's not going to be true because the truth cannot be presented in language. So while we're using pointers, we're trying to get you to point you beyond the languaging, but we just tend to pay attention to the languaging itself, don't we? And so what I have found out, the pointers are not going to wake you up as a general rule. Meditation is not going to wake you up. It's a good thing to do. I'm very pro-practice, but just the idea that meditation is going to wake you up is patently absurd. Because if you will look at the number of people who are meditating and the number of people who will wake up, that should satisfy any questions you might have on that issue. Prayer is not going to wake you up. I'm not saying that you can't wake up from praying. That while you're praying, but you know, if I count from 1 to 100 on a regular basis, there's a decent chance that I will wake up while I'm counting 1 to 100. And then I think there's a direct relationship between those two, and I teach you to count from 1 to 100. But the fact is that how consistent are any of these methods? And they're just all pitifully consistent. They're completely inconsistent. They just simply, these things that, I mean, the drumming, chanting, all of this stuff, it can be good for you. It can be wonderful for you. I mean, it can be good for the mind. It can be good for the body. It just doesn't wake you up. That's what I'm telling you. There's no direct line there. It doesn't mean it can't set you up. It certainly can set you up to wake up. But that's a story of future. And that concerns me. Anything about it that's got a story of future to it. So what I want you to do is I've got a solution. And my solution is simply, it's a form of meditation that you can do eyes open or eyes closed. I would suggest starting with eyes closed because it's easier. And then move toward eyes open. And then just get to where you can actually just do, and I'm actually doing that meditation right this moment as I'm speaking to you. So I've just done it long enough that I can actually be doing something and have the unit focused on doing something else and it does slow me down, you see that? But I can still split that. So we can make this meditation a part of our daily lives. Let's talk about the sense of being, because that's what this meditation is all about. The sense of being, which I talk about in, I think the Book of Undoing, the first chapter actually opens with the sense of being exercise, and I talk about it in other things. But let's talk about it here and now, which is the sense of being is just, I mean, like I'm here, you're there, I'm talking, you're listening. We know that that we're here, don't we? We know that we're awake. We know that we're alive. We know that we're alert. When I say we're awake, we mean at least on a conventional sense. We're not in our beds. So the three A's, we're awake, we're alert, we're alive. And we know these things. We don't need to confirm them with anybody. I don't need to call my wife. I don't need to call Betsy and ask her, am I alive? I'm thinking I'm alive. Can you confirm that? I mean, I don't need that. I mean, I don't need to confirm that with anybody, and neither do you. We know we're alive. How do we know we're alive? Well, that's not so quite so clear, is it? I don't know how I know I'm alive. I just know it. And this simple knowing, this simple stripped away knowing that I'm alive, and I've got my eyes open, my eyes closed, I can still know I'm alive. I've changed, you know, my view, but I still know that I'm alive. And actually, if I wish, I can slow down for just a minute, and I can feel that I am alive. I don't want to tell you what to look for. I just want you to notice that you can tell your body is alive. I mean, it's, you know, all of this is occurring on the relative plane, by the way. So, we notice this sense of being, this sense of being here. And what do? Then we focus on it. We use the sense of being to focus on everything else, don't we? What I want to do now is to use the sense of being to focus on the sense of being. It's the sense of being is the only way it makes it possible. So what I'm doing now is I'm just noticing that sense of being. I'm noticing that I know I'm alive. I'm focusing on the knowing. How is it that I know I'm alive? Well, there's a sense of being here. That's why I call it the sense of being. It's just a very, very simple sense of being here. I know I'm alive. I can actually feel that I'm alive. Can't I? Can't I feel that I'm alive? Isn't that how I know I'm alive? Is that there's a sense of being here? There's a feeling that I'm here? There's a feeling that... I mean, see, this feeling is what's so very, very important for us to get clear on. Is this simple feeling of knowing that we're alive. I can feel it, man. I mean, you know, you can too. I can hear this voice. Can I hear that voice? Because I'm alive. I can make this sound. How can I make this sound? Because I'm alive. I'm breathing. I notice that the body is breathing. I notice that there's just an aliveness beyond the body. There's just an aliveness here. But if we stay focused on the body, that's fine. We can use the body to go beyond the body. Same way that we try to use language to go beyond language. But using the body to go beyond the body is a hell of a lot more effective than using pointers. In the same way, like in an awakening session, what I do is I only use pointers in the confirmation process and helping someone to see that well, these pointers have never made any sense to you, you know, but they do now, don't they? And we go through about a half a dozen of them, and some of the best known ones that we just don't make any sense to us until they do. So it's what I do is actually have you see, is actually have you have a direct experience of your true nature. That's what we do, is we come to see what we're not, and we come to see what we are. So this is the same thing, or something very similar, which is, and it's free. So give this a try. So this, I just notice, just noticing that I am. I notice that I can, that I feel an aliveness. Don't you? I mean, with my eyes closed, I still feel an aliveness. I'm not seeing anything. When I can get the unit to shut up, I'm not hearing anything. I'm in my little house. It's just pretty much silent. Not totally, but pretty close. Yet I still know I'm alive. I had a client the other day, and he was questioning that, and I said, if I put you in a sensory deprivation tank, wouldn't you still know you were alive? And he went, yes, I've been in one of those, and you're right. I did know I was alive, and it didn't have anything to do with my senses. That's what I'm talking about. That's the sense of being. So you can imagine you're in a sensory deprivation tank. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. You can't feel anything. It's just you're suspended, so to speak. Yet you know you're still alive. You know, and you may go crazy and they've stayed in there long enough, but there'll be something that knows it's going crazy. Notice that there is this simple sense of being. And pay attention to it. Instead of using the sense of being to pay attention to everything else, use the sense of being to pay attention to the sense of being. Use attention to pay attention to attention. We never do that. That's what really helps. And what exposure to the truth is what wakes us up. Exposure to the truth is what clears us up. Hearing about it is just simply not effective. And I'm not, and pointers are good. They're well-meaning and they're fine. They just don't work very much. You know, I just don't know anything that does other than direct experience. And this is a way to have it. When we do the who am I, you know, it was never meant to be like, who am I, who am I, who am I, in non-dual inquiry. We're supposed to do that in the sense of, who am I? Who am I really? We pause. We notice, actually, I don't know. And just notice that you don't know. Now, when we wake up, there's a funny thing that happens, which is that we sort of suddenly know who we are, but we don't know what that is. So we just move from one question to another. Direct experience is what works. I promise you, this is what works. There has to be this direct experience, and there are ways that we can solicit it, or we can encourage it, I should say. There are certainly ways that we can encourage it, and the sense of being meditation is as good a way as I know, and better than most by a long shot. See you later.